drawing room over here.
Oh, hey, come on in. Coming out of a long-term relationship can be really hard. A lot of things you built around your life will probably change, and the dating scene is nothing like it was when you left it. It's Been a Pleasure, Noni Blake, is the new novel by Claire Christian. It's a funny and frank rom-com that follows Noni as she picks herself up, looks up the one who got away, and figures out who she wants to be. And Claire is my guest in the drawing room. Claire, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So near the start of the book, Noni puts together a sort of list of liaisons that never happened but should have. It feels like a bit of a dangerous thing to do. I think anyone listening now would think, oh, should I ever make that list? Probably err on the side of caution there. Have you ever made your own list?
I haven't written it down, but I think the coming up with this idea definitely inspired me to think about, because I think it takes a kind of self-confidence or a self-assurance to kind of go, that wasn't just wishful thinking, that was definitely a missed opportunity, or that was a moment that I think something could have happened but never did. And for Noni in the story, it mostly never happened because of her own insecurities or because she just didn't believe in herself. And now that she's older and kind of had more experience, or is in a point in her life where she can consider what she wants, she's now kind of ready to go back and right some of those relationship wrongs as she views them.
So Noni makes this list and looks back on what might have been, and then promptly begins with a terrible mistake, right?
Yes, she does, of course, which is a man from her 20s that she kind of thinks, let's begin here, and it goes terribly, terribly awry. I think what she realises is that he hasn't changed at all, and that she has changed, she's grown, and it prompts her to make kind of the biggest revelation of them all, really, is that she finds herself in a place where she has become happy being unhappy, and so she doesn't even know what to do to begin to unravel that, or what happiness might look like in her life right now. So that's kind of where the book takes a turn of her trying to work out what is pleasure, what is joy, what does happiness look like for her?
The people we knew in our 20s aren't always great to meet up with again, are they?
No. So I think that's the affirmation for her to go like, oh, no, I have evolved and changed and grown more than I thought I had, or more than she was giving herself credit for.
So Noni is stuck trying to figure out, you know, the etiquette of one-night stands and whether that's maybe changed or what's changed for her. And as I mentioned in the intro, that's one of the complexities for coming out of a long-term relationship, right? I mean, everything is different. Like, I think about my own life and I think, well, you know, everyone now dates online. Well, not everyone, but lots of people do. Didn't kind of happen when I started my relationship as much as it does now. It's completely different, isn't it?
Yeah. So she is kind of working out how to online date and working if it had kind of gone through a process where she thinks that maybe isn't for her. Even going out, like her whole routine has changed, and how she is in her life, as you know, she's 36 in the novel. And she'd been in a long-term kind of 9-year-long relationship with a mortgage and a dog, and she had ticked all of the boxes that we're supposedly meant to tick, and then kind of is in a place where she now has to go like, well, what do I want now if I've ticked all the boxes and that doesn't feel right anymore? What is it going to take?
So sometimes Noni has great sex, but often it's more, well, you know, kind of awkward. Is it fun writing those kinds of scenes?
Absolutely. And I think I wanted to kind of interrogate, and I love a rom-com. I love watching them. I love reading them. And I find the kind of the way we write about female pleasure and sexual experiences to often be only in one grand way. So I wanted Noni's kind of experience to feel really authentic as well. So she does have terrible one-night stands, or she does meet people that she thinks it's going to be great with, and then it turns out that they're, what they enjoy doesn't align. It is very fictional, but some of it is inspired by friends' stories or true things or funny things that I kind of have found amusing in people's dating stories that I have fictionalized, that I hope people enjoy and find as amusing as I did.
Are you worried your friends will notice their own stories in this?
Oh, I told them, asked them for permission or kind of celebrated the fact that I had kind of poached things from their life to fictionalize it. So thankfully they were all okay with that.
Now, this is a rom-com. You said you love the genre, but this is a bit different to what you've done before, right?
Yeah. So I am a playwright. That's kind of where I started making theatre and mostly working with young people, so working with young artists. And then I wrote my debut young adult novel in 2017, which won the Text Prize in 2016, which was called Beautiful Mess, and kind of just thought that that's what I would create. And I love working with young people and advocating for teenagers. But this kind of story appeared once I'd written Beautiful Mess and wouldn't go away. So I leant in and wrote it and kind of went, oh no, I'm just gonna lean into the stories that appear and write that. And I'm really glad that I did and committed to the story of Noni, because I've learned a lot about myself in the process, and I hope people who read it might lean into some sort of things that bring them joy as well. That's the intention, I hope.
On RN, I'm Patricia Carvelis, and Claire Christian is my guest in the drawing room. We're chatting about her new novel, It's Been a Pleasure, Noni Blake. So with rom-coms, what is worth keeping and what should be ditched? What part of the genre did you want to embrace?
I wanted to embrace grand declarations of love or the kind of the chase. I wanted to embrace swoon-worthy desire, you know, objects of affection, but I also wanted to have an empowered, authentic woman. I wanted to tell a queer story. I wanted to talk about a fat woman who is insecure and trying to work out how to empower herself, and that the empowerment of herself doesn't come from the relationship or the quest for romance, but the quest for romance is empowered by her empowering herself, really. So there's still some good old-fashioned rom-com tropes in it, but it's more about, I guess it's about Noni Blake falling in love with herself first and foremost is the story, is the romance.
It's the biggest cliche, isn't it? But it's kind of the best way to be romantic, to actually like yourself first.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think we write about that enough, or we see versions of women taking charge of their own lives and their own pleasure, especially. So that's what I wanted to write about with this story.
Now, this story is, at least in part, about learning to love yourself, as we were just saying. It feels like a lot of rom-coms have been more about submerging yourself for love, or, you know, that's the thing. There's a sort of, I don't know, as a feminist, you sort of read them sometimes and you think, this feels like abandoning part of yourself.
Mm-hmm. And for me too, for my kind of political view around women and sex and body and pleasure, it was important to me that, yeah, this was a story about a woman making conscious choices. And you see from the beginning, from her kind of first dalliance that doesn't go so well, how her insecurity or how she feels about herself does impact the choices that she makes. And I feel like as the story goes along and the more confidence or the more ways that she defies what is expected of her, it smashes that kind of ideal. Or it's her. And I think that's a thing that we realize, is that we're not taught how to trust our own intuition, or we're not taught how to respect our own wants or needs. And that's what we see in a character like Noni, who is very much a people pleaser. And her having to unravel all of that kind of patriarchal and oppressive kind of systems that she exists in, and just trust herself and trust that she knows what is right for her, work out what that is, and then actually do it. Like, it's a multi-layered process.
It is. Noni realises at one point, and I'll quote, "I am the common denominator in my own happiness." That's an important realisation, isn't it?
Yeah, and she has the realization as well that she has become happy being unhappy. And once she kind of works that out as well, she's kind of realizes how awful that is, and also what a privileged problem that is to have as well. But she is also the only one who can change or do anything about it if she does want things to change, which she does work out that she does, and she actively strives to change things for herself.
Noni's best friend asks her an interesting question. How do you want to feel? It's not something we often get asked, though, is it?
No, not at all. Not at all. And that's the kind of the theme throughout the whole book, and what she has to really interrogate, and what, how does she want to feel, and what does pleasure actually look like, or what do those feelings actually look like? So the words that Noni even describes and decides is things like free and bold and healthy and joyous. Like, they're the words that authentic, they're kind of the words that she chooses, that summarizes what she wants to feel. And then she has to do the work to work out what that actually looks like in her life. And in the book, I did it when I first started to kind of do a deep dive into pleasure. I did a survey with about 100 women anonymously, and I asked them questions about what does more pleasure in your life look like, or what would you do, or what would be the everyday things that you would change. And I was really surprised by the answers, because they were things like, I would wear lipstick just because, not because I was going somewhere, or I would buy myself lingerie, or I would eat something without feeling guilty about it. These tiny, very actionable, very real things that people knew would bring them more pleasure, but that they still weren't doing. So that informed a lot of the things that are in the book that Noni experiences, because I found that kind of a fascinating piece of research, that people knew what would make them happier, but still felt a level of guilt about doing those things for themselves.
So when you got the answers, did you call them and say, just do it? Wear the lipstick,
well,
go to the lingerie shop, go crazy.
Do what you want. So I hope those people now read Noni and see a very practical example of a woman doing it and kind of feel empowered to wear the lipstick, buy the lingerie, eat the croissant. Like, the joy cannot be good for us, I think.
At one point, Noni heads into a clothes shop which doesn't have mirrors in the changing rooms. I have a feeling that you have opinions about that choice.
I do. Yeah, that's a very felt, that's a lived experience as the author. I can't stand that, where you have to come back out into the main room and kind of check, because you feel swarmed by well-intentioned salespeople who tell you you look amazing, even when you then look in the mirror and know that you don't. But thankfully, that experience for Noni is quite positive, and that the salesperson does help her.
I think it goes back to the idea, though, of finding your own choices, though, right?
Yes, absolutely. And backing yourself, really, knowing that, trusting your gut or trusting your intuition, knowing that that's the choice that you want, and then believing that you know what's best for you. I think that's what a lot of us struggle with, and we seek the validation, or we don't feel empowered enough to back our own choices, which is certainly the narrative that I wanted to explore in the book, was how Noni works that out, how Noni kind of goes, this is what I think, and this is what I think I need to do. I'm gonna test it out. And even if it goes wrong, that's okay, because I made the choice. It wasn't because someone told me to do it, or it's because it's what I should be doing.
Noni heads to Europe for 6 months in this book. Was that an excuse for you to get to travel to Europe yourself for research? Because, you know, I'm in Melbourne, which means I don't get to go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, 5 kilometres is my radius. So reading about travel is really a vicarious pleasure for me at the moment.
Yeah, I bet. Well, it was mostly inspired by trips that I had already done, but I was meant to go at the beginning of this year to finalise some of the points in the book. But, of course, COVID happened and that trip didn't get to take place, which was a shame. But I had been there, all the places that are in the book I had been before, so it was using my memory, and then had friends living in those places who did me some favours and went and took photos for me, or kind of told me to research this new bar that had happened that had inspired locations in the book. So I got to travel vicariously through my friends who were living in those places. But absolutely, it was intentional to get a trip out of it. And then COVID happened.
So how does it feel bringing out this book at what is really a difficult time? I mean, not just because the last trip got cancelled.
it felt unusual to be bringing out a book in 2020, because it's kind of like, how is it going to go? I can't go and talk to people about it, or I can't go and, you know, even have a launch in real life. But the beautiful feedback that I've received so far is that it feels like a bit of an antidote, because it is unabashedly about pleasure and joy, and meant to be uplifting and funny. And I think that's been a nice reprieve for some people to read something like that in the year that has been 2020. So that's been beautiful feedback to get. So I guess everything has worked out exactly as it should have as it comes to the story coming out this year.
Claire, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
Claire Christian has been my guest in The Drawing Room. Her new novel, It's Been a Pleasure, Noni Blake, is out now through Text Publishing.